Cortana, start the podcast.
Here's Alice Hart.
Walk right past me, you don't waste no time. What makes you think that you can read my mind? Send me some change, throw in your sympathy. Your look of shame can't buy my dignity. I'm sick of arrogance, your inconsideration makes me hate. Don't turn your back, time to face what you're up against. Better take a walk in my shoes. Look me in the eyes, make me pay for all those lies. Won't you dare to take a walk in my shoes? Taking orders always pushed around.
Hello! Welcome to the Geezer Gamers Community Cast. Thanks for downloading. It's episode number 201, Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. I'm your host, Cyber Knight. Hopefully, Devastator's on the line with me. Hey, Dev.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, there he is.
Yahoo.
Glad you made it.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Yeah, isn't modern technology wonderful? How it always just
fantastic.
Works exactly the way you expect it.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it. You know, like, you depend on things to sign in correctly, you know, and share your stuff, and instead it gets shared with people you don't want it to be shared with, and you can't do anything you wanted to do. So, hey, all right, what can you do? You know? But so that's why I'm calling in, you know, I'm 80s style, you know, so after this I'm going to go print something out on my dot matrix and send you a fax. So.
Awesome. I'll back it up to my 3.5-inch floppy drive.
Oh, mine's 5.25, baby. All right.
Kicking it old school. So, Jeff, I assume you're not playing anything right now since Xbox Live is non-functional yet again.
Well, it was non-functional. It was non-functional until about 10, 15 minutes ago for me. And I'm like, ooh, I could get on. And then I'm like, oh, we have the podcast. I'm like, rats. And I thought about dumping you for a little while, but then I thought better of it.
Oh, I think I got a sound effect for that. There it is.
Oh, you know what? I don't need this abuse. I could go upstairs and get this from my wife. And it sounds much the same.
Yeah.
So, how have you been this week?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got 22 inches of snow out here on Long Island.
Lovely.
Yeah, everybody was freaking out that, you know, oh, they said it, nothing was coming. Yeah, you know what, it hit me. So. So to heck with all that to you. All I care about is me.
Yeah, that's exciting. So are you stuck? Are you able to get out and around? Or how is it hitting you out there?
Well, the funny thing is I have a big, like, four-wheel drive truck. And the one time it's in the shop, it's during this. So all we have is the minivan. And the minivan, yes. Yeah, that's what my life is now. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, like, they tried to plow the roads, although they don't know how to plow roads out here. And they don't know what to do how to drive in this kind of situation or how to put down salt or sand. There's plenty of sand everywhere. The whole freaking island's made of sand, but they can't find sand to put down on the goddamn roads. Gosh darn roads. Sorry. But other than that, you know, it's been cool. You know, just, you know, hanging back, playing a little bit of Destiny, getting in there a little more. I actually tooled back up the Game of Thrones game again because part 2 is coming out on February 3rd or 4th, I believe, for the Xbox and Xbox One. So can't wait for that. That's looking cool. Banta Skull talked me into getting the downloadable content, even though I don't want to pay for it for Destiny. And so I used my Bing search dollars to pay for it. So it made me feel a little bit better. in the long run. So.
Yeah. No, I love being search bucks.
And I'm a little upset because I had a couple different accounts. And so, like, I'd be, like, searching on different accounts and be getting the $5 things around the same time for each one. And then they turned off, oh, we no longer use, like, Facebook accounts for it. You have to merge them. I'm like, So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. But, that's life. What have you been up to, pal?
Well, I've been playing a little bit of a lot of different things, actually. Playing some Halo. Kind of working on a couple things there. I'm trying to force myself to play multiplayer, which is still a bit of a challenge, but because there are achievements in there that are just grindy, like one of them's getting 100 legendary type medals in multiplayer matchmaking, and legendary is perfection, which I'll never get. Something
like that attitude.
I think there's a 20 kill spree medal. I think it's 20, maybe 15, but, you know, I won't get that either.
The only time you ever get that is when, like, you got a room full of people and, like, they let you.
Yes. Or maybe if you're driving a Warthog around and are on the chain gun and nobody can touch you. It could happen, but very unlikely. And the one I actually have gotten is the Steak-tacular medal, which is basically you win a game by like 30 points or something. Wow. So you know, that's basically, you just hope you get matched up with people a lot better than you and they carry you. At least if you're me, that's how you play it. And that's the one I've actually do have, but I've got like 7 of them. So
all right, we'll keep grinding, and you know, we'll talk to you in a couple years and when you get it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm trying to, you know, get myself to play some of that, and matchmaking, last time I tried it, it's still taking a long time to match up, so they still got work to do. They're actually beta testing the next patch. Instead of just releasing it, they sent out a survey to the dashboard preview members saying, hey, who wants to play it and who wants to download it, with the caveat that you might not be able to match up with people who don't have this patch yet, so... You'll be on your own for a little bit until they figure it out.
Did they notify you via email or via the dashboard somehow?
I think it was an Xbox Live message.
Okay.
And that said, hey, we've got a go to the dashboard preview app, and there's a survey you can take, and it asks you certain questions about, you know, how much do you play Halo? Would you be able to play on these certain days? And So, yeah, I filled that out and then got another message saying, okay, you've been selected, and we'll let you know when it's ready to download. And then they missed their download date last week, so I guess they're still working on it. Which, you know, I guess it's good that they are making sure it works before they put it out this time, but still.
It's like a hot girl in high school. Hey, you want to go out sometime? Okay, I'll call you. And she doesn't. And you're like, well, yeah, I want to go have fun, but this sucks.
Yeah. I'll just sit here and wait for you to call me then by the phone.
Yeah. Thanks for, like, you know, teasing me and, you know, stringing me along. But I'll be here when you're ready.
Yeah. Baby, take a chance on me. All right. So, but yeah, I've also been trying to work my way through the Halo 4 campaign on Legendary solo, because that achievement is back. I really wish I didn't have to do it again, but plugging along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about halfway through it now.
A lot of patience for that one.
Yes. Yeah. It's not a fan. It was not a fan of doing it the first time, but
I know. Yeah, I got them all. I know what it's like. I know. I kind of refuse to do them all again in this pack because I did them all already. You know, like, I already proved myself. I got nothing else to prove to you. But you need it for
still,
the points. So.
I got to get that sound. I got to have my fix. And I still don't know how I'm going to get those Lazo achievements. I just don't know. I don't know. But I got to get that sound. If there's a way, I'll find it. But anyway, so there's that. And I've played some Skylanders Trap Team with my boys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we found the light expansion pack. So we have a light character and a light trap and got
to
play through that
level. He's huge.
Yeah.
Nightlight, I think he's called. He's pretty cool.
Yep. That big honking sword, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fun. They got me this time because you know how you have those gates where if you have the right elemental character, you can walk through them?
Yep.
Yeah, in Trap Team, you can't use the old characters. No, it has to be a Trap Master of the certain type before you can walk through it.
Yeah,
so,
they're not.
Yeah, you got to go buy them.
Hey, I tell you what, if you're ever looking, I'm serious too. If you ever need to just borrow a couple or something, just let me know because I'll mail it out to you. I don't mind. I buy all of those stupid things for my son. He's got them. Like it's his, you know, Star Wars action figures was for me. This is for him, you know. And it's insane how many of these, how much money I'm blowing on these things. And I'm just looking at them and I'm like, oh, what the hell is wrong with me? You know.
I don't even want to think about how much we spent on this. We've got so many of those stupid little things. We're missing the dark expansion pack now and the chaos trap, which you need. Oh, of course, you need a trap of every type now, too.
Yes,
so.
Yes you do. You know, like I said, if you want to borrow it, I have it. So, because all you got to do is play through it. Like it comes with something and it plays like a mission as well, you know, so you can go in and do it and play against a big bad guy, you know. So it's actually a lot of fun. It actually is pretty cool. So... you play against like everybody who was good is bad and whoever was bad was good for the dark ones, I think. You know, so it's like you're playing against like an evil Flynn, you know, and Chaos is trying to help you and all kind of stuff, you know, so. It's good. Yeah, it's actually pretty not bad.
Yep.
Yeah, until the next one comes out in a couple months, so, hey.
Right. Yeah, at least you can still use all the old characters. I mean, there's something to that. Because we've got so many of them.
Oh my God. Well, we have a standing rule. If you get one, you are not allowed to get the variant of it. You know, he's like, oh, this is like ultimate fireball eruptor or whatever. I don't care. You got one. You got them. It's all right. Or the mushroom dude. You know, like, hey, no, you don't need two of them. No, forget it. No. It's enough. You got like 1,000 of them to begin with. You know, you don't need two of the same. You know, it's like how I was with Star Wars action figures, too. You know, it's like, oh, this is the Han closed hand versus the open hand, you know, and it's more, you know, it's the rare, you know. Like, I'm not going to let you fall into that trap of neuroses like I had. So. Yeah, but they're fun. Actually, you know what, on a segue, they actually came out a couple months ago with a Skylanders comic book. Which is actually pretty good by IDW, you know, and it's surprisingly pretty good, and it's helping me introduce my son into comic books because there's not many comics out there for really young readers, like 7-8-year-olds. So I've been getting that and like the Flash for him. The Flash is like great for little kids like that, so because it's not really, you know, super violent and terribly bad language, you know, which most comics now really are. I mean, pick up a Batman sometime, hoy. You know, so. and on a related subject, Star Wars just came out in Marvel now, and the number one is excellent. You should definitely go pick that up if you are interested in the slightest little bit in comic books and Star Wars. Get it; it's fantastic. It has all the little check boxes for Star Wars. It's got like a dismembered hand. It's got, you know, like all kinds of stuff. It's fantastic. You know, you actually hear John Williams sometimes, I swear, when you're reading this thing. I suggest it highly. So,
very cool.
Multimedia podcast. How about that? So.
There you go. So, yeah, one other thing I picked up, and I used my Bing Bucks to pick it up because that's just the way to go, is Riptide. It's a new game on the X-Bone. It's I think it's from the makers of Hydro Thunder, or at least it plays a lot like it because you're racing in water, but you're on jet skis and you go off ramps and you can do tricks. But, you know, the reason why I picked it up like the day it was released is because it supports up to 6-player split screen.
Yeah,
I've got 4 boys. So, you know, there's 5 of us playing and this is something we can all play together. And I love that. And I love to support games that are doing that are, you know, having these multiplayer, local couch multiplayer things that some games are just kind of dropping by the wayside nowadays. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's
something
fantastic.
I can play with my kids. Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Riptide. Yeah, I will definitely check that out because, again, a lot of these games, you know, I can't really play with my kid, you know, and I look forward to these family-friendly ones. So that's great. I'll definitely check that out. How much was that?
Yeah, I think it was only five. Might have been 10, but, you know, it was definitely on the cheap side, which was even better. But, you know, like I said, Bing bucks, so.
Bada-bing.
Yep. And I got a message over the past week from Danger Slave, who was looking to get some of the Burnout Paradise achievements and the challenges for the multiplayer on that. I finally managed to hook up with him last night, and we played through a couple of it was just the two of us. We couldn't find anybody else online that were actually running them. So we did the two-player challenges. Oh, man, that brought back a lot of good memories. That was a lot of fun.
Such a great game. I got to find, you know, I'm looking through my collection here, and I know I have it somewhere, but it's not on my shelf. Now I wonder where the heck it is. Yeah, that was a great game. That was a fantastic game.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to when we might be able to do that again, because it was a lot of fun, and, you know, big crashes and trying to do the flips going through the hula hoop in the airport area, and good times.
Pretty cool.
Yep. So a little bit of news that came out before last week that we didn't get to on last week's show, but that's all right because we had lots of fun. The X-Bone had gone on sale for $349 and was supposed to be just through the holidays and lasting through January. They've decided to make that the permanent price point for it now. So it is, it was going to jump back up. They said, no, it's going to be $349 from now on. So pretty cool.
Without the Kinect?
Yeah, probably.
Right. Okay, still a pretty darn good deal, but once they hit that $299 sweet spot, that's when it's really going to start, you know, burning through the shelves, but I really wonder how much they make or lose on these things now. So,
I wouldn't expect that at least for another year. You know, once they get the manufacturing down, they'll find ways to figure out how to make it a little bit cheaper, and all that. But I don't see that happening either Xbox or Sony at this point. It's just too early.
Yep.
So speaking of price points and charging money for things, so Electronic Arts, our favorite company in the world, has a free-to-play Need for Speed game, and it's coming out on Android. It's already out on iOS. It's called Need for Speed No Limits, and the big news is it has a limit. You know, like all these free-to-play games, they do this stupid thing where you can only play a certain period of time. Like, you only play a little bit, and if you want to play more, you can either wait 24 hours or you can pay money to play more. Yeah. So they're calling their currency that you have to buy, the gas.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, my God. There's no way I would ever play this game.
So, your car runs out of gas, and you can't play until tomorrow when you can fill up your tank.
Wow. What complete idiot thought of that? Oh, my God. Wow. I'm floored. I'm floored.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's not much different than anything else, but I mean, it's kind of like rubbing your nose in it a little bit.
Oh,
nope,
totally.
Car's out of gas.
That's it. It's like, you know, you come up with something. Anything's better than running out of gas. You know, say it's like, you know, like Austin Powers. You ran out of mojo. You know, like, oh, you can't do anything. You know, that's better. You know, that's better. Oh my God! Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I really don't feel bad for them. So, okay.
No. Yep. Maybe they're just disappointed that they didn't win the worst company in the world for 3 years running, so they're trying to get their title back. I don't know.
Oh. That you don't play a sound effect for yourself is kind of disappointing to me, because you just save it for me. Wah, wah, wah.
That's part of the power of controlling the board. And that's the more you know.
All right, maybe I'll see you next week. I don't know.
The dashboard preview. We got kind of a cool feature this week. They have a controller update.
Yes.
Which is kind of annoying when you have five controllers and have to update each one at a time. But the big deal about this is it's supposed to help with disconnect, so it won't disconnect the controller from the Xbox randomly. But it connects so much faster now. It's amazing. You know, you press and hold the button, and before it would flash like about four times before it connects.
Right.
Now on the second blink, it's got it. It's locked in. It's just, you know, it's a little thing, but it's so cool. It's
right.
So quick.
Well, less blinks is always better. I mean, come on. You know, it's just a fact of life.
Oh, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, response time is everything, and you know that, you know, working in IT as well. So that's always good. I'm not going to, you know, I would tout it if I happen to do it, you know. So, hey, good for them.
Yep. Connecting up to twice as fast is a good thing.
Right.
Improvements.
Well, when the service is on, you know. So.
Well, you know, there is that. I mean, but, you know, you could still use it offline, right?
You know what the funny thing is? We went, it was down, and, like, my son's like, oh, let's watch Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm like, okay, no problem. So I popped it in, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's going to do some kind of check online. Am I going to be able to watch a Blu-ray with it? And we were able to, but I was just, that couple seconds of, is it going to work or not?
There is a trick. So if Xbox Live is having issues, it's not fault tolerant. It's not. If something goes wrong, it throws its hands up and says, oh, no, the world's ending. You can't log in.
Right.
But if you go to your network settings, and you go to settings, you go to network, there's a button there that says go offline. And if you hit that, then you can sign in.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't make that check to Xbox Live, so it doesn't get that error message, so it doesn't stop you.
Huh.
It's weird that, and, you know, really bad design.
Yeah.
If your sign-in process depends on having the internet is not a stable resource. It goes down all the time. We've seen this constantly. And you can't depend on that. And stupid. But then, of course, you're offline. And I don't know if you can go online at that point and do things like watch Netflix, which I don't know. I haven't tried that one recently.
I that's what I actually tried to do initially when I noticed that Xbox was down. Because I wanted to get on and watch Netflix, and it wouldn't connect because it was connected via my gamer tag and everything, and it wouldn't go through. So I can tell you that definitely when Xbox Live is down, you cannot go through Netflix.
Right,
so,
which is retarded because, it'll give you this message like, oh, I can't connect to Netflix. Well, I turn on my computer, I can connect to Netflix, so that's not the problem.
No, you're the problem.
And it's not like it's part of my Xbox account. When I signed in, I had to first set it up with my Netflix account.
We've been through this. It's just the way that they do it, you know, and we don't like it, but it's the way that they do it. It's not you, it's me. So. I know, I'm at the end of this, Gordon Ramsay, kitchen thing, you know, and I'm like, I want to know who wins, you know? And I'm like, son of a gun, it's down. And there's no power on my iPad.
First world problems.
First world problems, yep. Ah, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, speaking of which, you heard about Ghostbusters?
I've seen the news. I have no idea who these four women are.
I don't know any one of them. But I know one of them, and I don't mean to be sexist and all, but I just don't understand why they are so, toting it, though, you know, as to why it's all women and it's going to be that way. I'm like, you know, if it's going to be that way, just be that way. You know, you don't have to, tote it, you know, but because they're toting it, it's kind of like, ooh, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't like things jammed down my throat.
Yeah, the reason they're doing it isn't because they found four good actors. The reason they're doing it is because it's women. Look at us. We're doing something edgy and new or something
Yeah, it's
like
the
that.
Selling
yeah.
point instead of, you know, like, hey, we're going to come out with this great story and, you know, like, but bippity-boppity-boo, you know, but whatever, you know. But now it's like, ugh, you know, like, all right, you know, might as well make it, you know, it's the new kids on the block, you know, it's you know, growing up and they're Ghostbusters, you know.
Okay, I think you found a way to make it worse. Good job.
Right now, some Hollywood exec is like, damn it, why didn't we do that?
Wow. Okay. Let's move on to something so I can forget that. Games with gold for February. we know what next month's games are. So on the X-Bone, the free game for the month of February is going to be iDarb, which I'm really excited about because up to eight players local.
Oh.
Multiplayer. So, you know, me and my four boys are definitely less than eight, so we can all play it together. I don't know how it's going to work with the younger ones, though, because I watched some of the gameplay videos from a month or two ago, and it is chaos.
What's it like? Is it a battler, or what is it?
It's like a how would you describe it? Kind of like, I don't know. I first thought Griffball because, you know, my mind's on Halo all the time. But,
okay.
You know, you're running around. You try to grab a ball and throw it into the different scoring things, one on each side to score points. But it's fast. It's chaotic. And I'm kind of wondering if my younger ones are going to get a handle on that or if I will or if it'll just be way too fast for my slow reflexes.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you'll blame them. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I'm an American and that's how it goes. So, and the way they've been working the X-Bone is usually the new one that came out the last month is still going to carry over. So we'll probably see D4 carry over as still being free for February, if you haven't picked that one up yet. Which, have you played that at all?
I have not, and I actually have to get it. I was actually going to ask you what are the ones for January that I need to get before everything goes down. So
yeah, so you might want to get that. Or actually, please do. And play it and explain it to me.
You're asking a lot, you know.
I don't understand it. It's weird. I don't know. I have no words.
Me no have words.
Me no talk good.
Fire bad.
Me no talk well. Me host podcast. All right, so on the 360, if you haven't picked up the one for January, I think it's MX versus ATV, which I put in my download queue and have yet to get it, so I don't know. I don't know what it's about yet.
Looks pretty good. You know, it's just a racing game. You know, and you can go off jumps and do things. I played it before. It's a fun game.
Okay, well, cool. You know, that should get downloaded sometime eventually. Maybe I'll get to it in the next few months. Where am I going to find time for all these games?
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's good for the next 3 days. And then February, on the 360, the first half of the month is the Xbox Live arcade game Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Ooh.
And the second half is Sniper Elite Version 2, or V2. I don't know if it means version. But those are the two games. And unfortunately, I don't know anything about either one. So
get on that sniper bandwagon. All right, let's go.
Yeah. You've seen the film. Now live the experience.
On your couch and then go to bed.
If you can sleep.
Keep one eye open.
Gripping your pillow tight.
I think it's a song. All right. Anyway.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for news.
I saw a couple other items. I saw that Microsoft is, because you know how they paid $2 billion for Minecraft. They expect to get that back by the end of 2015. It's been selling so well.
Wow.
And not only that, but once it really starts to take off, because they're saying it's probably going to be the killer app for the HoloLens, you know, it's expected to go bananas. And I saw some other articles, like earlier today, about the HoloLens, and they are trying to get it for the Xbox One ready, but they are still saying it's still not for a year, 2 years, easy, you know, so don't expect it anytime soon, that's for sure. But
fine. I mean, the Kinect didn't come out for the 360 until, you know, 3 or 4 years into its life cycle, so.
Yep.
I think it'd be a great time once the X-Bone's been out there, people are used to it, to, you know, add something new to it to kickstart it again. So, yeah.
Yeah, and because, like, right now it would be so ridiculously expensive and hardly anybody would get it right now.
Oh, yeah, so, right.
Like, it's got to really, they got to really get to work on, you know, the pricing of the different parts and everything. So, but I think I mentioned last week in the podcast, I've got, like, my wife's cousin is in the gaming industry, and, like, he even, like, mentioned to me on Facebook, he's like, like, I know people who have used it, and they say it's the real deal. They can't, like, it's unbelievable. So I'm like, I'm just excited about it, you know. So I think it's going to be incredibly crazy. I mean, I just think of all the YouTube videos I watch for doing stupid stuff around the house, you know, on how to, like, you know, like how to wire lights and, you know, do other kinds of things and, you know, plumbing and, you know, whatever else, you know, outside. And it's got the capability to do a lot of things here. You know, I'm looking. I can't wait for it.
Yes, I wonder what it's going to do to things like Let's Play videos and, you know, Xbox Record that. How's it going to record your virtual world? And that'd be kind of different.
Yeah,
but somebody will figure it out.
Yep. Yeah, there's a difference between just regular playback and interaction with the playback. So, But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like, all right, there's no one to fly the plane. Put the headset on. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to walk you through it. Oh, God, why are we not making that video for YouTube right now?
Well, look for the automatic pilot. Let me circle the switch for you. Now just click that.
And the blow-up guy comes up next to him.
Oh, no, it's deflating.
All right. Easy, Tiger. Okay. Easy. Rain it in. We could lose.
Is it wrong that I let my kids watch that and they laugh through the whole thing?
Oh, yes, it's very wrong.
Okay, I was just checking.
No, that's good.
So,
but that's all I got news-wise. Nothing else really.
I've got a little bit of culture that I've been listening to an audiobook. Carrie Elwes, the star of Princess Bride. Has written a book called As You Wish, and it's all about the making of it and kind of his reminiscing about being on set for The Princess Bride and the whole bit. And I have the audiobook that I got through Audible, and he is the narrator, so it's really neat because he's
fantastic.
So he's telling the story, and it's him in his own voice, so it's really kind of cool.
Now, that's the fellow who played Wesley, right? Okay.
Yep. And he's got some, just little interview clips with some of the other actors. And some of them are actually their voices reading their words, too. So, Billy Crystal, Carol Kane, Robin Wright are all kind of reading their own words, Wallace Shawn. So it's really cool. It's kind of like one of those, reunion specials that you'd see on TV where they're all talking about it. So,
That's cool.
But yeah. Yeah, but now I got to watch the movie again because I won't spoil exactly what happened, but so you can kind of read the book and find out because it's a funny story there. But during filming, Carrie Elwes broke his toe, and it's the scene. It happens as they were filming the scenes on top of the hills, so and it was right before his reunion with Buttercup.
Right.
So the scene where he's saying, you know, life is pain, he's
right.
in a whole lot of pain as he's delivering that line because he's got a broken toe. And if he's saying, yeah, I go back and watch that now and I can see how I'm trying to avoid putting any weight on my toe. So as he's sitting down, he's got one leg sticking way out. That's because he's not putting any weight on the toe. So now I got to go watch that and see that again. It's like, oh yeah, there he is. He's limping there.
Wow. You're highly neurotic. I love it. Oh, and let me run on your parade a little more. I hear they're remaking that as well.
No.
Yes.
Shut your mouth. I don't believe you.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, I refuse to believe it.
It's going to be the cast from Saved by the Bell. Thank you.
That would be all kinds of wrong.
You know, watch, they probably are trying to remake it in real life. Oh, God.
Well, if they weren't before, now that you've given them the idea.
Yeah.
Since they're rebooting everything else.
Why not? Blame it on me. Everything else is. Sick. I can handle it. So what are you going to be playing this weekend, do you think? Anything new or anything different? Or are you going to be on... any ideas?
Oh, I don't know. No, not really.
No.
I'm trying to get into a Halo boosting session to try to ease some of these grinding achievements out. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe if I can get 50 or so of these medals in a boosting session, it'll make it a little less painful to have to grind out 100 or 250
right.
for some of them. But
all right,
I don't know.
When I'm on, you know, if you see me on, you know, throw me an invite. Not a problem. Like I'll be bouncing around there, Destiny. I still want to finish up some of the campaign stuff that I have for some of these old, you know, Xbox One games, you know, so.
Things only been out a year.
I know. But I feel bad buying new games when I haven't finished other ones, you know, it's like, but it's just the way of life, you know, you do it anyway, you know, so.
Yeah,
ooh.
No, I know that feeling. It's yeah. Plants vs. Zombies came out for like $10. And like, ooh, I can pick that up now. It's like, but I still have all these other things I still haven't finished. And why would I just add another thing onto the stack? And you know, that's been my one reason for not getting that EA access. I still think it's a phenomenal deal, $30 a year,
right.
And they've got what 7-8 games in there now.
Right.
I think, yeah, and Plants vs. Zombies being one of them. So, yeah, I still think it'd be a great deal, but. I don't have time to play the games I already have.
Right,
you know,
right.
Let
right.
alone subscribing to a service for more games I don't have time to play.
You know,
look at all these games.
That was all you had and this is all you were going to do, then absolutely yes. You know, but
there are,
you know, so many other things. So
yeah.
Tough.
I mean, look at all the games with gold I've got and downloaded to my Xboxes that I haven't even played yet.
I know, and good games too.
I know.
Like, what was that Yakuza game that came out, you know, like 3-4 months ago or whatever, you know, I forget what it was called, but I was like, I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to play that game. And like, I still have it on I haven't even opened it or started it yet. I haven't even seen the like opening cinematic for it, you know? So
yeah. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah. We suck.
Tough being a geezer.
It is.
Yep.
It totally is. All right, well, I'm going to take my Metamucil and go to bed.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. It's just getting on 4 o'clock, time for dinner.
Well, I just hope all the retirement homes have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there was an article that I found a while back. I think it's on the Facebook site for Geezer Gamers that... says that the retirement homes, by the time we get to that age, that's what we're going to be doing. Playing World of Warcraft or something.
God, gosh darn right. I don't want to talk to those people. They're old.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Works for me. I can't wait to be put in a home.
I might like it now. Someone make my bed, clean up after me. Yeah, why I got married.
Oh. All right. On that note, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/geezercast. You can email us at geezercast@geezergamers.com. And then there's the forums at geezergamers.com. And get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. And you can send all hate mail to devastator@geezergamers.com. On behalf of Devastator, Cyber Knight,
I love you.
See you online.
AMF.